Welcome to What Would Rob Do? A Guide to Life's Daily Indignities. I'm Jesse Thorne.
And I'm Rob Sachs.
And Rob, I understand that we are going to be talking about roommates and housemates and what to do if your roommate is, well, let's say completely horrible.
Yep, that's right. Now, over the years, I've been lucky to have some pretty decent housemates. Not counting the semester I was in a fraternity house in college, I had a guy on the other side of the wall who had a penchant for pretty loud rap music very late at night, but okay, whatever.
I like that it was only one semester.
I know. Well, that's the reason I moved out of that fraternity house pretty quickly. But anyway, I put out the call to the What Would Rob Do listeners and Facebook fans and got back some pretty dramatic stories.
What did you hear?
Well, from Emma, I heard a story about how she lived with a European woman who thought it was okay to trot out in her bikini underwear when Emma's dad was visiting. I also heard from Sarah, who told me about a housemate who had a girlfriend who left a can of tuna out on the coffee table for days, and that was not endearing to Sarah. But perhaps the biggest story of woe came from Amy, who told me about an undesirable pet her roommates brought home one day.
They had this, like, nasty dog that they brought in without even asking me, and he had, like, some skin disease. It was disgusting.
So this dog with skin disease, did he like to roll on you or something? Or how gross is that?
It was just disgusting, and they never even asked me if they could get a dog. I'm not a dog hater. I like dogs, but not skin disease, pit bulls.
So, Rob, that is super gross. If somebody brings home a skin disease dog, what are you supposed to do?
Well, I was thinking, oh my gosh, that's horrible, right? So I was thinking the key here to what Amy was telling me, I think, is that her roommates brought the dog home without asking. And I think that is a pretty bad thing to do. When you bring home a pet, or let's say you even have a boyfriend or girlfriend who's going to move in, this seems to be something that is going to permanently alter the makeup of the house. And it's something you should be discussing with your roommates or housemates. And it's a pretty egregious thing. I think as someone who's living in that house, you have a right to say, no, I'm not cool with this, or no, this isn't going to fly.
What about, Sarah was talking earlier about a messiness-related dilemma. What are you supposed to do about messiness?
Well, unfortunately, I'm not the best expert on this one because I'm usually more the culprit than the victim. So I talked to Jim Johnston about this one. Now, Johnston is the executive producer of MTV's The Real World, which I know you're a huge fan of, Jesse.
Oh, right? Can't get enough.
And he's pretty much seen every single dynamic you can think of between roommates. And this is what he told me about people who are messy in the house.
The slob will always win out. That's one thing I've learned. The slob will dominate every time. If you have a really clean person, they will turn to the slovenly ways. How's that?
What I've seen, though, is that you can't be really passive-aggressive with a slob either. I mean, a lot of people think about pie charts, and he said this happens all the time with the real world. People put up a pie chart, like, you're going to take out the trash on Tuesday, and you're going to clean the dishes on Wednesday, and we'll all rotate around. He says
it probably gets posted on the refrigerator and doesn't last but an hour before it's in pieces.
It's passive-aggressive. If someone leaves a can of tuna like what happened to Sarah, you got to be upfront about it and say, hey, this is really disgusting. Please throw it away.
You just got to eat the tuna.
Or you got to eat the tuna and say, thank you so much.
Let me ask you this question about the people on The Real World. The Real World is always full of sexy singles. Both genders are always represented. What do you do when you live in a roommate situation when it's a co-ed house?
Well, this is a situation I was in. After my fraternity house experience in college, I decided, hey, maybe it'll be fun to live with women for a semester. That was an interesting experience because I broke one of the cardinal rules of not smooching one of the people who live right next door to you. And it seems to me that things can go either one of two ways. Either you can become girlfriend and boyfriend, and it'll be a great thing, and you'll get married, which Johnston says there's been a couple of weddings that have occurred from people who met on The Real World, or it can go in the other direction.
Normally, if they start out with a relationship and then it goes south, oh, they usually stay away from each other the rest of the time, and some pretty nasty things can get said.
Yeah, so in my case, the girl wound up moving out because It was, I don't know, I think she was just too heartbroken over the fact that we had stopped, you know.
Well, your legendary charisma came into play.
That's right.
Okay, but you can't always know everything going into one of these situations. So what should you be, like, looking out for?
Well, in general, you have to watch out for certain things, like whether or not your roommates have the same lifestyle you do. Do they like to stay up late at night? Do they like loud music? Are they drinkers or something like that? I mean, you want to know if things they're going to do are really going to annoy you. The other thing you got to watch out for, though, is whether or not your roommates have sticky fingers, which Amy was telling me was a big problem with her roommates.
They would steal from me, like, my underwear, and, like, I would find my underwear in their, like, dirty clothes basket.
So they would just go in and take your underwear whenever they pleased.
Yep.
What can you do about that? You can't just, like, have an entrance interview and say, number one, what's your income? Number two, how do you feel about the fact that I'm a smoker? Number three, do you plan to steal my underpants?
That's a tough one to ask on the interview. I agree.
Let me ask you this, Rob. Let's just say that you're in a situation like Amy's in. What are you supposed to do then?
Well, Amy was in this situation, and she was thinking, okay, there's girls here, they steal my underwear, they have a diseased pit bull, and she also told me they ratted her out on cheating on her boyfriend, but whatever. So she did what any decent person would do.
Snuck it out and moved out, like, behind their back.
So you always have that option. While they're sleeping, gather up all your stuff and sneak out of the house.
I know you're the kind of upright guy that would never do anything like that, Rob.
Well, there was one occasion when I first moved to D.C. where, for some reason, the guy who I was living with thought it was okay to walk through my room to use the bathroom and wake me up in the morning and then get into weird conversations with me while he was still in his bathrobe. So that was an occasion where he went away for a weekend and he came back and that room was kind of empty.
I had a great roommate in college, great guy. But I wanted to watch sports on TV, and he wanted to play video games. And we came to the resolution that we would play sports video games. And so he was much better at video games than I, and I knew the rules of sports. So that sort of evened it out.
So there you go. You came to a consensus, which is what being a roommate is all about. And that's what Johnson says. He says, on the real world, even with people with all these differences, because they have to be with each other for so long and deal with all their stupid little things for so long, they eventually are forced to work it out. So hopefully, if you don't wind up running out in the middle of the night, you can at least work out your differences with your roommates, and maybe you will become friends if you weren't friends before.
Well, Rob, thank you for revealing the secrets of roommate life to us, and thank you, audience, for listening to What Would Rob Do? A Guide to Life's Daily Indignities. I've been Jesse Thorne.
And I'm Rob Sachs. And Jesse, I just want to remind all of our listeners that they can check out what you're doing by checking out your program, The Sound of Young America, and to check out your other shows at MaximumFun.org. And of course, you can always learn more about What Would Rob Do? On the What Would Rob Do? Facebook fan page.
I feel smarter already, Rob.
Keep smiling, keep shining, knowing you can always count on me. Show.